Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I would caution anyone in saying that, in believing that one type of system is going to be a silver bullet. It's going to be a combination of a number of systems.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is confident about the impact of U.S. aid for Ukraine. This comes after President Joe Biden approved a $95 billion foreign aid package with $60 billion earmarked for that country in its war against Russia. Austin says the issue for Ukraine now is continuing to mobilize enough troops. Though the bill passed with strong bipartisan support, it didn't include measures about the border, which failed on bipartisan votes. Some Republicans continued to demand the return of Trump-era migration restrictions. Texas Representative Pat Fallon says his constituents want the southern border secured.
My constituents say over and over again, why are we securing Ukraine's borders when we won't even secure our own? And they have a valid point, and I'm very sympathetic to that being from Texas. I do think this administration has made every state a border state, and we need to address this. We can do both things at once.
A New York appellate court will hear oral arguments challenging the state's Early Mail Voter Act, which lets any voter cast their ballot by mail during early voting. Several conservative groups and Republican elected officials brought the suit. The case was dismissed by a lower court, saying the plaintiffs hadn't proven the law violated New York State's constitution. As college students continue protesting the war in Gaza, free speech groups are monitoring arrests. Police, including state troopers in riot gear on horseback, arrested almost 60 students at the University of Texas in Austin. Brian Klosterboer with the ACLU of Texas says protesters should follow law enforcement's guidance, even if they think their First Amendment rights are being violated.
It's important that people try to stay safe. Remember that they also have a right to remain silent. You can ask if you're free to leave.
The protests are sparking heated debate in the country's politics beyond the campuses. Some feel colleges are restricting free speech in a biased way. Others say the protests disrupt the institution's daily operations. Andrew Seligson with the nonpartisan group Public Agenda argues administrators shouldn't have their decisions dictated by outside interests.
Instead of making what they take to be the best judgments based on the values of their institutions and the facts on the ground, they're trying hard to avoid being the subject of pressure by politicians in Washington or in their state capitals.
Montana advocates for care at the end of life want the state Supreme Court to keep in place an injunction against a ban on minors gender-affirming care. Supporters say the ban defends minors from making changes they'll later regret, but Callie Riley with Compassion and Choices says Senate Bill 99 could erode all patients' ability to make private health care decisions.
If the law is upheld, then that could also impact the ability of Montanans to make private healthcare decisions at the end of life, not just the right to pursue transition-related care.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacific Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.